This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I got taken down yesterday by the pollen, and it's still doing a job on me. But today we got it back together, and we're going to kick it off with let's talk to from Combat Speed LLC. Let's have a little chat with Dave Harrington, Super Dave Harrington. How's it going, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today, man?
We just got slammed locked down here in South Carolina. Whatever that means. I have no idea. I got an alert on the phone and everything, like the Amber Alert that makes you jump when you're sitting there just minding your own business. And
right.
It says stay at home and all this other stuff. But you can go out. You can go out to get groceries, and you can go out if you have to go to the doctor, and you can go out if you want to exercise. I don't know exactly how that works out, because you can't go to a gym. Because they're all closed.
Well, just the whole social distancing thing.
Right, right.
Outside, bike riding, walking, stuff like that.
Right. So, I guess, well, they closed down everywhere where we could bike ride, too.
Right.
All the trails.
See, that's what we've been operating under here for a little while, about a week. You know, only what is considered essential, you know, movement.
Have they arrested anybody yet?
Me. Pardon me? Oh, no, not yet. Not that I've heard. It hasn't precluded me from, you know, going to the range and working out.
Well, I wonder about that, because supposedly the whole gun industry is exempt from that. And I've actually got some stuff I need to go do this weekend. I'm going to have to go shoot guns, which, you know, I hate doing.
There you have it, man. It's an essential business. So if you're going to, you know, use the facility, there you have it. Essential activity, you know.
I want to talk today about the things you would, and we talked a little bit about it with the go bag and everything, the stuff that we talked about here recently. But I want to talk about the different apparatus, because most people are not going to carry a full loadout, as I would call it, where they're carrying a plate carrier and a this and a that and a backpack and all this other stuff. They're going to carry one thing. That's what I try to do, is I try to carry one thing. So I want to talk about those one things and get your opinion of them, and I want to kick off with you. This is something we did not have, although when I was in the Army, we had the LBE and the web belt and everything.
Right.
I'm very, very intrigued, and I find the battle belt to be a really good innovation. I wish they'd had those when I was in the military. What do you think about battle belts?
Well, there's two sides of the coin.
Sure.
One, due to the design and the width of the belt itself, it does a much better job of distributing the weight around your hips and your waist than any other system to date. But the problem is you can inadvertently add too much weight to it with all of the, you know, what could be considered essential moving parts, a to the belt for use. You don't want to overload the belt itself. You understand what I'm saying?
What would you consider to be essential elements that need to be on the belt?
Well, that would depend on the other part of your question about what's that one thing? Are you talking about like grabbing my battle belt and going?
Yes, sir. Or if that's what you've got in the car, you know, if that's what you say, well, if any of this stuff hits a fan, this is what I'm going to have. I'm going to use the battle belt. I mean,
right.
I've had them set up with two magazines
because
for the AR-4.
Right. Based on your parameters, you just blew my whole first point of interest out of the water.
Oh.
Because I'll try to, you know, if I know that's going to be my one thing, I'm going to try to get as much gear on it as possible. You understand what I mean?
I do.
But in line with supporting an overloaded battle belt, what they call combat suspenders, weigh heavy. You know what I mean?
I do.
Now, if you think about that, think about having whatever your imagination can support in respect to a full-blown battle belt using combat suspenders. What does that remind you of?
LBE. Yeah.
Maybe just a newer version, but still. Don't discount the old gear. I mean, you know, you may not have or be in a position to have access to the current, what's considered current gear, and you have some of the older stuff. It's still, you know, viable. It still works. Your question was, how would I spec out my battle belt?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first thing I'd identify, of course, beyond, the actual holster, pistol, reserve mags. See, that's where I'm going to be kind of up against the wall on laying out my battle belt, because reserve ammunition is important to me.
Yes, well,
okay, and it'll become more so important on the battle belt. But I will carry my normal 5 left side reserves, which generally start from center line of my hip and go to the small of my back. I have 2 reserves worn on the right side in front of my holster. That is so I have access to ammunition on both sides of my body, regardless of my body position. And of course, the one in the gun. So that's a total of 8, total mags loadout. Now, magazine selection, something else to consider too. I run G45. From a work standpoint of setting up a battle belt, I would use the Glock 25 round box mag. So that ups the game a little bit. 8 times, 25, that's 200 round loadout.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you've got to consider what that would weigh.
I've been making a few changes. We're coming up on the first break, and so I want to continue with this because I've the whole purpose behind this was I found some stuff the other day and I started getting it. But of course, Dave is at Combat Speed LLC. We'll find out if the website has gone up yet because, it's coronavirus time. But
it's turned on.
It is turned on.
Yeah.
We'll get that information when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Man, welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Your website is up and running?
Right. I got it turned on, combatspeed.com. It's a basic construct, work in progress.
But it's up and running.
Yeah, it's up and running. It has my contact info. So, you know, it provides a little bit of information about me and my background experience, what I'm bringing to the table. And contact info.
I'll have to. What is that? What's the new website?
Combatspeed.com.
Combatspeed.com. Just putting it in the show notes there.
Roger that.
There we go. Now we're good. Now we're happening. So I made a decision in this coronavirus environment. I have two primary Glocks that I'm going to, if you know, that I have in various kits to run around with if I have to. And the reason I have these is because they have these 33 round, I call them happy sticks.
Okay.
That, you know, the extended magazines. And I have three of those. And then I have lots of standard mags to go in that as well. And I'm thinking about building out a combat belt, and I was thinking about using those extended magazines, and simply for the fact that one of those is equal to nearly two standard magazines. So
right, I got that.
What were you? Now you're talking 25 rounders. Is it because of the length?
Correct. Okay. Coming back full speed. Talking about the base gun being a G45 with a G17 lower or frame.
Right.
With a G17 mag being the standard, using the 25 round mag in lieu of the 17 rounder, but instead of the 30 round mag, that you can put a 2-inch. You know, a plus two base pad on and get right. 33 rounds in too. This is what I've worked through, and then you can make your own decision. I personally do not use, the 33 round mags as reserve mags. Back in the day, I did a little homework on that. And I even specifically had some mag holders made by Talon Tactical, Mike Benedict of Talon Tactical, for those mags, and it just didn't work out. They're too long. They're an awkward length, no matter how you try to negotiate those magazines on your body in magazine holders. They interfere with your movement fairly severely. The 25 rounders, I don't know, man. It's kind of like a magic leap. Now this can be in direct, what I'm talking about, it can be in direct relationship to your physiology. You know, what body type are you? How long is your, you know, your trunk? Where you bend at the waist? How long are your legs? All of these comes into the play of this problem. So the problem may exist for some people based on their physiology. And like me, it's, I don't know, like the magic length. I can get in and out of vehicles easily, even carrying what I consider to be my EDC, my everyday carry, as I described earlier.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal. And as a matter of fact, it had come up in conversation, I believe, I remember I was asked about carrying that much reserve ammunition, and the specific reason why is for me to be confident I have enough ammunition to fire and maneuver my way out of the problem. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I like it.
But, coming back to what I have figured out is, for example, I'm wearing my basic loadout, but in the event I need additional reserve ammo, I will have basically a combat loadout of the 33 round mags and a backpack.
Right.
And have immediate access to the backpack. So if I'm digging in that backpack 33 rounders, it's pretty deep, bro.
Yeah.
I can't handle it with 200 rounds, but the scheme of maneuver in respect to firing and maneuvering, it'll be situation dictates pretty much whether it's an offensive or defensive type action.
Right.
So, you know, nobody has a crystal ball. But if people want to fault me for having too much ammo, that's cool.
I don't think in today's day and age anybody's going to fault you for that. Now we're in uncharted territory for us. So I don't even know what I wouldn't even. I'm carrying as much as I can. That's my loadup.
Coming back to your original point of interest, which is very cool. If you only had immediate access to that one thing, what would you take? And it is definitely going to be limited by your physical fitness. What kind of shape are you in? What can you carry? You know, I might be able to grab a lot of stuff initially.
Running around with it's a different story, though, isn't it?
But running around and, you know, fire maneuvering, figuring things out, the bottom line is, you know, your go gear has to be what you can function with.
Right.
And to me, that's going to be weapons and ammo.
There you go. Hang on right there for me, if you would.
Yep.
Hang on. We're going to head to the next break to find out. The website is up, combatspeed.com. Check that out. I'm going to check it out simply because, well, I don't even know who knows or how anybody would know when classes are going to be open again. But it no matter. We'll talk about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a White House teleconference with small business leaders, President Trump says he's doing whatever he can to help struggling small businesses.
With the stimulus and with the pent-up demand, I think we can really do numbers that are equivalent and maybe even better than we were doing before within a fairly short period of time.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards wants folks to stay home despite signs of the coronavirus curve flattening.
We still cannot say with absolute confidence that the curve is flattening, but we are still seeing more evidence that we are moving in that direction.
The governor calling coronavirus a statewide problem with 1,400 new cases in Louisiana and over 500 deaths. And President Trump and his coronavirus task force holding their daily briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and let's move on to one thing. I've got a couple of things. I've got paperwork that was issued to me by the Department of Homeland Security, which will allow me to move about in any of these lockdowns, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be carrying that everywhere I go, and along with some other stuff. But I've been carrying one of these Vertex bags, one of those sling bags that has the hideout for the pistol.
Okay.
In the back of it, and I was thinking about piling my my 33 rounders in that bag. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good idea, man. Because
better than being on a belt.
Thanks. Pardon me?
Better than being on a belt?
Absolutely. The sling bag works really well. I have a, I can't remember the manufacturer right off the top of my head, but I have a sling bag that I have totally set up as a complete pistol rig, and that is my dedicated vehicle bag. So no matter what happens if I don't have a rig on my body, I can grab that sling bag and I have one. Excellent idea.
Well, I like it because it's small. And the days of me carrying a 50-pound, 60, 70-pound rucksack are well way behind me in the rearview mirror. And
one thing I wanted to point out.
Yeah.
Based on the amount of reserve ammo and how you have it set up, you know, you need to get that done and weigh it. And, you know, you've got to make a decision. There's having enough reserve ammo, but then having enough that you can carry, that you can maneuver with.
Right.
And that's a decision point. But one thing I'd like to point out, by the time you get to the point or the phase of making all of these decisions, that should have already been done. You should have already done the math on all of this.
Right.
By now. I'm talking about the current situation being what it is. So if you haven't done it, you need to get on it and figure these things out, because ultimately you have to phase it out. I can't look at relying on my truck with a full tank of gas, because the population density here will not allow me to move anywhere.
Right.
Or everybody try to evacuate at one time. So for me, I'm fixed in place. So I'm prepared accordingly.
So when you say fixed in place, you don't intend to bug out, which is, I don't intend to bug out either. But what I'm thinking about is if I'm out and I need to get, I guess, bug back in if I have to get back here. That's
right.
Why I'm thinking of, okay, what do I need to have with me in terms of, stuff to fight my way back in?
Yeah. You have to phase this out from a decision-making process, because if the circumstances are to the extent that you feel like you need to bug out, one, you need to have figured out where you're going in the first place. And for me, that's free America, wherever that turns out to be. And you got to be willing to fight your way there. But on the flip side, I understand your point, and it's a very good one, about returning. But what do you expect to return to? You know what I mean?
I do, but I mean, I have so much stuff here that at the very least I need to come back here at least just to get the rest of the stuff that I'm going to need.
You don't expect anything to be there. That's what I'm getting at.
Very likely. I mean, this house is never alone.
Okay.
This house is never alone. I have a son who is who's a gunsmith and a knife smith, and if we're not here, he's here. And I mean, he carries as much stuff on him as I do on me. And plus, he carries a bunch of knives too.
Right. Well, so, here's what I'm thinking, man. This is my train of thought. I was thinking a little more worst case scenario than you were.
Right.
My train of thought included, if it gets bad enough where I do need to bug out or fight my way out, then I will have a destruction plan in place for the remaining gear, you know, ammunition and gear that I cannot carry.
Right.
And to ensure that no one else benefits from it or it can be used against me.
I just haven't gotten to that part. I do. From what I know from the times that I worked with the Spec Ops guys, that was always a feature.
Right.
If I can't take it with me, guess what? You don't get to. And we're going to make sure of that. And as a matter of fact, it might take you with it if you time it right. So I had to spend a lot of time in Bad Tolls. Do you remember when there was a fifth group that was in Bad Tolls? Yeah. Tenth group, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad Tolls, a beautiful place.
Absolutely. That served in tenth group.
Didn't want to stumble in on any training with the Spec Ops guys though, because they had all these other schools for various things for communications, and if you went to Bad Tolls and you accidentally stumbled into something, you might vanish for a few days.
No telling, man. Admit nothing, deny everything, make counter accusations. That's how that goes.
Yep. So, anyway, back to the the present time. See, what I'm thinking as far as my location.
Right.
I don't live in a big metropolitan area, and I live in the suburbs of what is not a big metropolitan area. So I'm thinking that it would be a very slow roll if the balloon goes up around here. And right. We'll probably be watching it happen in other places, and, you know, so it
would be gridlock everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, so. That's,
it'll be chaos, for yeah. sure.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. When we get back, I want to ask about we can be thinking about this while we're going into the break and everything. I want to know what you would prefer, a plate carrier or a chest rig. Okay. In your throw it in the truck kit, just in case I have to get out of it. If you guys are messing with my coffee kit,
right.
Whatever you want
you
to call
want
it,
to describe what I consider full kit.
Yeah, or adequate kit.
Right,
adequate okay. kit. So that when we get back, combatspeed.com is up and running. And you can go there, and it may be a work in progress, but right now we're all sort of taking a break at the moment, a stay-in-place break, so there's time for you to get your collective stuff together and check out Mr. Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about what you might throw in your car, how you might set it up, and everything else. So your first choice, if you have to choose between a chest rig and a plate carrier, is going to be?
Chest rig.
Okay. Tell me why.
I use a Velocity Systems low vis carrier that has, you know, level 4 front and back plates, and it's made for low vis. It's and it turned out to be very durable, even though it's very minimal, lightweight, and I wear a chest rig over that. And the reason I choose the chest rig is I can cut that away a lot faster if I need to.
Right.
You know, the way they're designed and set up. But here's how I wear my gear. You know, I have my everyday carry that setup I wear against my body or attached to my body. My gear was made by Talon Tactical. I use a straight drop, right hand holster, one on the center line. My reserve mags on the left side of my body, are individuals, wearing multiple, carriers. It doesn't conform to your body as well. So the individual carriers provide a little more comfort in respect to your gear moving with how your body is torqued. Of course, the 5 reserve mag on the left side, 2 reserve mag on the right side, 1 in front of the holster. And depending on, you know, the current temperature of the environment, I'll choose the appropriate length magazine that works whether they're 17 or 25 rounders. So I've always got that, period. Attached to my body, no matter where I'm moving or what I'm doing, I've got that to rely on. Now I upgrade that. The first thing I would do is add my protection, my plates. The chest rig would be a quick, putting it on like a scuba tank. Now, the chest rig is set up, for 5.56. I have 8 reserve mags. That gives me a total loadout of 9, counting the one in the gun. But I have a backpack that has both reserve 9-ball and 5.56. that I'll take with me. And here's how I justify that. What it all boils down to, when push comes to shove, I want to have enough ammunition to fire maneuver, but I also want to have enough ammunition to carry me for a period of time. Because otherwise, all you're going to have to rely on is battlefield appropriation as, what becomes available contact to contact or, by what you find because you're looking for it. Now, I run Bravo Company Manufacturing, ARs, BCM, ROCs. I settled on as my go-to gun is a 16-inch National Match stainless steel barrel that's been cryoed, supported by Trigicon ACOG and a aimpoint T1 offset T1. And it is, you can definitely light matches with it. It's very accurate, and it's set up. It's a little long, but it depends on what you're used to working with. Right. Get used to anything. Now, provided that pretty much covers it, I would like to think that I would include, eye and ear protection. I do have a Kevlar helmet. I don't know if, that would be feasible or, turn myself into a target by wearing it. Things you got to think about in respect to, your kit and equipment is basically your uniform. I don't want to look like anybody specific.
I've always thought helmets are, when you're wearing a helmet, you're going in someplace that might have been bombed or something, might be falling down on your head or something as you're trying to move around in it. And around here, initially, it's going to be a bunch of, angry right. people that don't have enough toilet paper or something. It's not going to be one of these combat situations where, we got to worry about how high speed, low drag. Yeah.
Helmets work. That's a fact. And you start swapping bullets with people, anything can happen. I'd rather have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Absolutely. All the time, every time. I've never tried the lightweight generation they've got now. I never tried them. I'm sure they're pretty nice.
Yeah, they're okay, but in my opinion and experience, wearing a helmet sucks. But it's worth it. I don't care what it's made of, how much it weighs. It just...
No such thing as a comfortable helmet. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. No such thing as a comfortable helmet. Well, before we run out of time, how is your rehabilitation coming?
Very good. As a matter of fact, a little bittersweet. I'm moving better than I have in years.
You just can't move off your property.
Well, the thing is, I'm actually, the zombie virus thing isn't that big of a deal to me right now because psychologically I had already been grounded for the previous 2 months before this stuff started.
Right.
So that's okay. But, yeah, limiting movement. But I'm doing so well. My left side is basically less my left ankle, which is still suspect. It's doing so well, it's pointing out the deficiencies of my right hip a lot more so than, I guess I didn't think it would be as readily noticeable, but it is. I didn't think it happened as fast. Not that my right hip is on the verge of blowing out like my left one did, but it's problematic.
I understand. I've got a left knee issue, and because of the left knee, because of my favoring the left knee, I now have a right knee issue.
Right.
Even though I've never heard it, I've never heard the knee. So
that's how it works.
That's how it works. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Same bat time, same bat channel next week. Dave will be back. CombatSpeed.com. Go check him out. Coming up next hour, we're going to be hanging out with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster. We're going to talk about things as they exist in the world today. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.